Freedom of the press is also a big issue online. An international press advocacy group says the internet service provider Yahoo has helped the Chinese authorities go after some government critics. Yahoo admits that in one case it did surrender information about a Chinese account holder who had posted criticism of his government. Our tech contributor Shenny Jardin, she's also an editor at BoingBoing.net, has this report.
Yahoo China's homepage offers search, email, and MP3s like this theme song from Jet Li's latest action movie. 35-year-old Chinese citizen Li Zhi logged on to the site, created an anonymous email account, then used it to post comments criticizing local officials. U.S.-based China news site Boshun.com says Chinese authorities asked Yahoo for the personal information behind that account, and Yahoo complied. Li Zhi has received an 8-year prison sentence for inciting subversion. The allegation that Yahoo had a hand in this case carries more weight because last year, a journalist in China named Shi Tao was jailed for 10 years after Yahoo released his account data to Chinese government investigators. Yahoo says it didn't know that the government information requests were aimed at journalists.
Governments are not required to inform service providers why they are seeking certain information and typically do not do so.
Yahoo spokesperson Mary Osako says the company cooperated with authorities in Shi Tao's case, but hasn't confirmed or denied that it played a role in Li Zhi's. Osako says the benefits of doing business with China outweigh the sometimes troubling costs.
The choice in China or other countries is not whether to comply with law enforcement demands for information. Rather, the choice is whether or not to remain in a country, and Yahoo has always believed in a philosophy of engagement.
That argument isn't good enough, according to Lucy Morillon of Reporters Without Borders. The group says they've confirmed Yahoo provided data that led to Li Zhi's imprisonment, and the company needs stricter standards when cooperating with the Chinese government.
When Yahoo says, we obey local law, we have no choice, there are some principles that are above local law, such as the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, Article 19, that protects freedom of expression.
Reporters Without Borders claims 81 journalists and dissidents are in Chinese prisons over free speech issues. Yahoo maintains they can't say how many cases it may have played a role in. Orville Schell is dean of UC Berkeley's Journalism School, and he says it's the responsibility of American tech firms to find ways to do business in China without abandoning American principles of free speech and an independent press.
Part of the problem about doing business in China as a corporation is that it's very easy to get sort of picked off one at a time. What's needed is for them to get together, perhaps with others who are in similar kinds of business, and to try to get some common front.
Chang Xiao is the director of UC Berkeley's China Internet Project. He says the very nature of Yahoo's services makes it imperative they pay greater attention to human rights.
Companies such as Yahoo possess so much knowledge and information of their individual users, giving them enormous responsibility to make sure that those information and knowledge should not be abused.
Xiao hopes Yahoo, Google, Microsoft, and other U.S. tech firms get guidance about these issues from Congress later this week. On Wednesday, a House committee will hold a hearing that's titled with a question: The Internet in China, a tool for freedom or suppression? So far, the answer may be both. For Day to Day, I'm Shenny Jardin.